This is KNKX News. In the Puget Sound region, whale lovers call the early 1960s the capture era. That's when hundreds of local killer whales were rounded up, hunted, and sold to amusement parks. Seattle became a hub of that brutal international trade, which decimated the population of now endangered southern resident orcas. Today, a group of scientists and trainers, some who once worked in that industry, wants to set up a whale sanctuary in the Pacific Northwest. It would be a place where captive orcas could safely retire. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Some 60 killer whales currently live in captivity, performing and breeding in amusement parks in 8 countries. 22 of those captive orcas are in North America, but only one southern resident has survived since her capture at Penn Cove in 1970. She's in Florida.
Lolita, the orca whale, has been delighting audiences with her performances at the Miami Seaquarium.
A Como TV documentary from 1996 shows how she lifts her trainers out of the water and splashes the adoring crowds. Lolita has become a poster child for the movement to free captive killer whales. Miami Seaquarium has fought multiple lawsuits attempting to free her, saying a move after all these years would jeopardize her health. Enter the Whale Sanctuary Project.
We're attached to the southern residents. We want to do whatever we can to help them.
Lori Marino is the founder and president of this new nonprofit. She toured the Northwest this summer looking for locations and more backers. In Olympia, she told a packed hotel conference room that the stress of keeping large marine mammals in concrete tanks is attacking their immune systems and shortening their lifespans by decades.
They die of pneumonia. They die of yeast infections, just a lot of different opportunistic infections. And you have to ask yourself, if they have top-notch veterinary care, they're in filtered water, why are they getting sick? Why can't they thrive?
She says the Whale Sanctuary Project will be a place where they can thrive in an environment that's as close as possible to swimming free, a model seaside sanctuary.
Because it blends the best of both worlds. These animals are in the ocean in a natural environment, but they are still cared for. It is like a halfway house for them. It works for elephants and every other large ranging mammal in the world.
Public pressure is changing the sea park industry. Canada just this June outlawed keeping whales and dolphins in captivity. SeaWorld is no longer breeding killer whales, and they're phasing out theatrical performances. Marino says a first-of-its-kind sanctuary here could pave the way for many more as pressure mounts to empty the tanks everywhere. And locally, the Whale Sanctuary Project has an important ally.
It is our custom and tradition to always stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves, like our relative at the Miami Sea Prison.
The Lummi Nation says the orcas are their relations beneath the sea. They've been campaigning to bring Lolita home. She's also called Tokatai by some, and now Scully Chuktanut by the Lummi Nation. She's been at Miami Seaquarium for nearly 50 years now.
Siamana Shalacha, again, we're here on behalf of our relative, Scully Chuktanut.
Lummi Councilman Fred Lane presided over ceremonies marking the announcement of a new lawsuit this summer brought by 2 individual members of the tribe seeking to repatriate the captive orca. The Lummi sent their plea out via live stream.
Thank you again, Haishka, for being here, and Haishka, for all our friends standing up until Lolita is home. We know you're watching. We thank you. ACM.
And Lummi Nation Chairman Jay Julius went to Miami last year to press for the whale's release. The tribe wants to see her set free, swimming free in her home waters.
She deserves nothing less. She has every right to be home. Yes, there's concern she'll die. I'd rather die at home than in a prison cell, personally.
Keeping the orca in a sanctuary net pen isn't the tribe's goal. But the Lummi's Sovereignty and Treaty Protection Office has signed a letter of intent with the Whale Sanctuary Project that they'll cooperate on siting a seaside facility and bringing Scully Chuktanut home, as they both work to promote the well-being of local orcas. A critical player in this is Jeff Foster. He began capturing orcas in Puget Sound at age 15 and went on to an international career as a whale hunter and trainer.
And I'd spent about 20 years in the captive industry and then started doing more research and rescue and rehab. and I've learned a lot in the last 20 years.
Foster says the Whale Sanctuary Project can play a critical role in helping wild orcas by also running a separate rehab center, a place to tend to ailing southern residents like the skinny whale J50, who died last summer despite intervention by federal scientists from the U.S. and Canada. Foster and the Whale Sanctuary Project were part of that effort.
That population is so fragile. We're losing animals every year. They're not reproducing. You know, the calves aren't surviving. And we're at the critical juncture here. We have to do something now. We can't afford not to.
This is where the project becomes controversial. Donna Sandstrom is executive director of the orca advocacy group, The Whale Trail. She served on Governor Inslee's orca task force.
I'm quite concerned that people don't understand the unintended consequences or the possible outcomes if we start directly intervening with the southern residents.
She says it might feel good to set up a rehab center for whales, but that's like putting a Band-Aid on the corner of a gaping wound. She says anyone who cares about endangered orcas needs to focus on addressing root causes, increasing salmon runs, cleaning up the water, and reducing vessel traffic.
I don't think we are there yet, and I don't think we should start going down that path until we've at least tried the habitat level protections.
Sandstrom is worried that the sanctuary project could become a big distraction. She's also concerned about the possible effects it could have on the wild orcas here once former captives arrive. There are biological concerns. Would they bring in disease? Project advocates say all candidates would be thoroughly screened and they'd use double barriers in the water to keep any pathogens from spreading. And they'll have to get state and federal permits that will address these issues too. But Sandstrom says there are also cultural concerns, because whales are very vocal. Wild orcas would likely hear foreign calls coming from behind the ropes of the sanctuary net pens.
You know, when the captures happened here in the 60s, the pods would not abandon the whales who had been netted off. They stayed until the whales were actually removed from places like Penn Cove. So I am fearful that having Lolita in hearing range of the southern residents but not being able to join them will create a terrible dilemma for both of them.
Others think any contact would be a relief. Lolita's presumed mother is 91-year-old L25, Ocean Sun. Advocates say she deserves to at least know that her long-lost daughter is alive. But Sandstrom says there's too much unknown risk.
My recommendation for them would be to go anywhere but here. Go someplace where there isn't already a resident population, much less an endangered one.
But there's a strong drive to bring captive orcas to Puget Sound to retire, almost as a kind of reparations for the capture era. The Whale Sanctuary Project has now narrowed its search to 4 locations, 2 in Nova Scotia and 2 in the Northwest. The sole location in Washington is in the San Juans off Cypress Island, where Cook Aquaculture had its notorious net pen collapse in 2017. Before anything can move forward, though, the project says it needs to raise at least $20 million. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.